Hey, good morning. I'm Spencer Rivers, and welcome to the Friday 8 o'clock block on 94.9 WSJM. And as always, we're going to be talking with Jeff Street, raising the standard from Boss Services, raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical in our area, one-day bathroom upgrades, window replacement, just a whole bunch of things to think about as we approach spring. Jeff, I got my list down and the things I got to take care of.
Yeah, the list grows every day for me.
Well, the thing that I like about it, I know I love working outdoors, and the weather recently hasn't been, well, for quite some time now, it seems, not conducive to doing any outdoor work, but that time is coming.
Yeah, it's starting to warm up. I mean, a couple of days ago, I was outside with just my T-shirt on and thinking how great the weather was.
Well, I hope you had pants on. I mean,
oh, well, nobody told me I needed
pants. Anyway, speaking of better weather and summertime and stuff like that, we were talking before we went on the air here, and I was not aware of this, but Boss Services has a summer intern program. Maybe you can fill us in on that.
Yeah, this is, I think, the fourth year we have run this program. So we do a summer internship, and it is a paid internship. So we're not looking for free labor. We're looking to pay some high school kids. Essentially, if your kids or if you're in high school listening to this and you're interested in the trades, we would like to pay you for the summer to come work for us. And we basically will expose you to everything that we do. So we have about a 2-week rotation that rotates from warehouse to see, you know, the behind the scenes portion of it. HVAC service, HVAC install, plumbing service, plumbing install, electrical service and install, bath and window install. So every couple of weeks, you're in a new van with a new team, new tribe member, and you just see what they do. We expect absolutely nothing out of you except for a willingness to learn and show up, and we'll pay you to expose you to the trades for the summer. And then if it's something you're interested in, then we can, you know, talk about careers after you graduate from high school.
Wow. And it's one of the many good things about that is Boss Services does so many different things that you don't get exposed to just one thing. There's so many different things.
Yeah. Yep. And so the requirements to do this are you have to be in high school. You need to be ideally between your junior and senior year. So 16 to 18. And then, yeah, we've had a lot of people come through here, and we've had some learn what they don't want to do. You know, we had one kid come in, and he said, "I want to be a plumber." We put him in, you know, through the whole thing. And at the end of the summer, he said, "I do not want to be a plumber. I would rather do HVAC service." Apparently being a plumber is a great idea until you have to keep the poo on the inside of the pipe. So, yeah, it's great when everything's clean. But we've had others that come through and just say, you know, I didn't know this is what the trade was all about. We have one, our very first year that we did this, one of the kids that came through, he went back to school for his senior year. And then after he graduated, we hired him full time. Wow. And he's been with us ever since. He's an HVAC service expert now. We've sent him to a lot of training since then. And I mean, he is into his career with zero student loans and just winning at life. So, yeah.
Well, someone is hearing this and thinking, well, that might be something I'd be interested in doing this summer. How do they go about that?
Our website, thebossservices.com. If you click on the careers, there is a high school summer intern program link. And you just fill out the form. I want to say, it is 6 questions. And then, we, at the end of, I want to say probably mid May or so, we will look at all of the entries and we will pick, 2, maybe 3, depending on how many we can accommodate. And we'll call and see if you're still interested.
And I believe you said, and maybe you could run over it again, that it's someone comes in as a high school intern. It's just not one thing they'll be doing, right?
Yeah, they're going to experience everything that we do. So if you're interested in the trades at all in any form, this could be a good opportunity for you to really see what it's all about and, you know, before you make that decision. And, you know, a lot of high schools do, I don't know what they call them. I called it work release, but apparently that's not the correct term. But I think they call it co-op maybe. But, you know, we had a couple after their summer program was over, they came and worked part-time throughout the school year and then came full-time after they graduated also. So there's a lot of other options too. And this, I mean, this is essentially a 3-month long working interview for both of us, you to see if you're interested and us to see if you, if you're have the work ethic needed to invest a bunch of money into training.
Wow. And speaking of that, I believe I saw that you have a hiring night coming up in the next couple of weeks.
We did one last week.
Yeah.
So it's so the first Tuesday of every month at 6 p.m. we do a hiring night. So anybody that is interested in seeing what we have to offer, yeah, we welcome everybody to come in and listen to our spiel, and we'll chat and see if we are a fit for each other and have a spot.
Is that for everything Boss does, or are you looking for a specific skill set?
Nope, that's for everything. Everything from CSR to, you know, an installer, field guys, service guys, warehouse, all that. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And we do that for, we talk about that. We advertise it a lot. So we do the hiring night once a month because we can't, I mean, it's a huge time commitment to interview every single person that's interested. And, you know, we don't want to just take a resume and then put it in a file and, you know, just go back to it, because it's not really about your resume as much as it is about your personality. So we bring everybody into a room and, you know, we give the whole spiel on the company. We tell everybody what we are, what we're doing, what we expect, you know, all that good stuff. And because we might not be a fit for everybody, not everybody, you know, wants to do what we're doing, and they just don't realize it until they find out what we're doing. So we have to make sure that they want to be a part of the company. And then we do a little public Q&A, nothing personal, but we do a little Q&A session. And the reason for that is we have a group environment. There is only probably out of the 50 employees that we have, there's probably only 4 or 5 that do not interact with clients on a daily basis. So the ability to speak in public and confidently speak to strangers is a super valuable skill. So we put that to the test in a little group environment, and that's probably the most important skill in the company.
Oh, I would imagine so. You know, a service person goes into, well, my house or anybody else's house to do a specific task. It's good to know exactly what they're doing. If you have a service tech that can explain things to me or somebody else about what they're doing, that's great.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that have the, you know, the technical skills, but not everybody has the personal interaction skills.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, I enjoy that. I haven't had a service tech over here in some time, thank goodness, because I don't need any service. But when they were here and when they do come over, they take their time and explain, you know, what they're doing. Of course, I probably ask too many questions, but I'd like to know, you know, I like to know, what does this do? What does that do? You know, should I be doing this? You know, that comes in very handy for me.
Yeah. And all of our guys love to share their knowledge. I mean, they go to schools and they've worked in their career for years. So they've collected a lot of knowledge and they love to share it. So yeah, ask questions. Definitely. They'll answer and explain things. And we'll be probably reaching out to you real soon, because it's spring is coming. So we'll be calling you for your AC checkup.
Oh, yeah. I've got to make sure I put a clean furnace filter in there before the service guy comes.
Yeah, change your filter the day of and say, I've been changing it every couple of days.
Yeah, nothing like having the service guy come over when you forgot to change your furnace filter, and he pulls it out, and he looks at it, then he looks at me like, what the, you know.
Nope, we're judgment-free.
Yeah, what website should they look for?
TheBossServices.com. All the info you ever need for just about anything right there.
All righty. That is Jeff Street from Boss Services.
All right. Thanks, Spencer.